Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. Is this regarding the double Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am. I
Yes.
have a potential new claimant on the phone, Natalie. I just sent you her information. Natalie Feagin, Feagin.
Perfect. 616-290-9288.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like for me to go
Perfect.
ahead and transfer her?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yes, speak in good hands. I'm transferring you now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Miss Natalie. Again, my name is Denise on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the double Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have an attorney at the moment assisting you with the claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Are we filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Of myself, yes.
Okay. And then are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you feeling now?
It's unbelievable. I can't. It's a fight. My hair has grown back.
Oh.
I'm no. It's a. You know how like you wake. It's a nightmare. But I'm okay for the most part. I'm blessed, actually.
Oh, well, that's a good attitude. I'm sure you've gone through a lot. Are you gradually getting better?
My skin has been peeling for 4 years now, excessively.
Wow.
It has caused my, I look drastically different from my 4 year ago. Like, I don't know, my skin is, it gave me extremely dry skin. It's flaky, but I still look normal. It's just I'm not the same me of my skin texture and my hair thinned out drastically, but I'm blessed and I'm breathing and I'm still pretty, so it's okay. It's just a fight.
Again, that's a really good attitude. That's a fighting spirit right there. So keep going, okay? Yeah, absolutely, Miss Natalie. And when was the date of your diagnosis?
I got diagnosed September the 21st of 2020.
September 21st of 2020. Okay, let me write that as well. Okay. 21st, 2020. Okay. And then your date of birth?
02/18/1990.
Okay. So 02/18/1990. And let's see. Do you know of anybody else that was injured by the double Provera that we can assist? We try to assist as many people as possible.
My mother, but she went through other folks yet, but my mother had a claim probably
Oh,
about 2 years ago.
okay. So she's already being helped.
Compensated, yeah.
Okay. So for now, we'll put no. If you think of anybody else that we can assist that doesn't have representation, you can always shoot me a text message. I'll be sending you my information as well. And then,
That
Miss
was the
Natalie, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive double
He said, did I use any other brand?
Provera? Well, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera? The name
I
brand.
use the name brand.
Yes.
Depo Provera.
Yes.
Oh, you said, did I? Yeah, I used the product.
Okay. So you did use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera, and did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of four injections once every 3 months.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm you have had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes, I have had it.
Okay. And did you use Depo Provera between January of 1992 through the present date? I guess I can also ask this way. When did you start using Depo Provera?
September the freaking, hold on 1 second. I start using it September the 19th.
Okay, September the 19th of what year?
Oh, I'm sorry, September the 19th of 2020.
Okay, 2020, September the 19th. So you were diagnosed September 21 of 2020.
I started taking it a year later. Wait, I'm sorry. September the 19th of 19, I'm sorry. And then I got diagnosed the 21st a year later. Yeah. So it was the 19th, I'm
Oh,
sorry.
okay. So then,
Of 19.
19. Okay, 2019. Got it. Okay, no problem.
Okay.
So then, September 19th of 2019, and then you were diagnosed September 21 of 2020. Okay, let me put that in here. September 19th of 2019. And then it's also asking when did you stop using Depo Provera?
I have started using it. I made sure I written it down.
Yeah, so you started September of 2019, and then we do have to put a stop date as well.
And then I stopped in September of 2020 when I was
Okay.
diagnosed.
Got it. So you were diagnosed on the 21st. So what date should we put on there? Because we have to put an actual date, even if it's just a guesstimate, but we do have to put like an actual date. Would it be like the 5th, the 10th, or.
Let's just, no, because I was due the end of that month, so let's just do when I came into the office, the 21st,
Okay. Got it.
the date they diagnosed me. I no longer
Oh, okay, got it. Okay.
further.
Okay. So then, that answers this question. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1992 through the present date? And then you used
Oh,
it 9/18/2019. You started then, and then you stopped 9/21 of 2020. Okay. And then let's see here. Can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
I'm a man, I'm female.
Female. And then can I get your marital status, please?
I'm single.
Single. Okay. And then let me enter your name in here. It's just the section where I need to enter your first name. Do you have a middle initial?
I do T for Tadine.
Okay. And then, did you say like T for Tom?
Yes, T for Tom.
Okay, got it. Perfect. Making sure I understood correctly. And then, FEAGIN last name? Perfect. And then, Miss Natalie, we will be needing a social security only for identity verification purposes in order for the law firm to match your medical records. We would need that social security.
That's fine.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
375 11 30 18.
Okay, got it. 375-11-30-18. Okay. And then I do have an email on file. It is TANEEN Washington at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then phone number 616-290-9288. And then
Yes.
is that a cell phone?
Yes.
And your contact preference, would that be a phone call, text message, or email? I do have to pick one for the law firm.
Either, yeah, that cell phone is fine.
Okay. And then best time of the day, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning. I
Okay.
work for myself.
Got it. And then your full address, please.
801 East St. Joseph.
East Saint Joseph.
Lansing, Michigan,
Is that a
48912.
street or avenue?
I'm sorry, street.
A street. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And did you say it was Lansing, Michigan?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is there an apartment number or unit number?
It's a house.
Okay. Got it. And then now we need to enter your diagnosing doctor's information. Can we start with the first name?
Sure. I was diagnosed. One second. Move back, baby. Move back, baby. I got a Chihuahua, and he's a little.
Oh, I was wondering, like, oh, there's a baby there.
Sorry. Hey, baby, move back. Get in your cage. Come on, Dooney. I got a piece of paper. Stop. My doctor name is Elizabeth Wild. That was my neurosurgeon.
Elizabeth Wild,
Yes.
WILD. Okay. Michigan?
Yes. Yes. Lansing,
Lansing.
Michigan.
Okay. Let me write that in there. I did find a Elizabeth S. Wild, Sparrow Health System.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just enter her information in here. And then she's the doctor that diagnosed you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me find the address. It looks like it is 1575 Ramblewood. Does that sound familiar?
I'm fine. Yes, that is right.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste. And then phone number, I am seeing 517-333-3777.
Yes.
Okay. Were there any prior cancer diagnoses, like before your meningioma diagnosis?
No, I had to start having complications and then I got diagnosed after taking the depo.
Okay. But no cancer of any type
No
before your
prior.
meningioma.
No,
Okay.
nothing.
And then as far as your treating doctor, would that be Elizabeth as well?
No, that was the surgeon. My treating doctor, I go to Dr. Kathleen.
Kathleen in Michigan, Lansing.
Yes, it's in Lansing, Michigan. Kathleen F. Okay, here it is with my tongue-tied words. Dr. Abbott, Abbott.
Oh, got it. Okay. Let's see. I did
Abbott.
find.
Some people say Abbott. I say Abbott.
Yeah, I would say about too. So Dr. Kathleen M. Abbott or Abbott, however you say that. And then I did find her on here. Kathleen with the C, correct?
Yes, 804 Service Road.
Got it. Yeah, here she is. Okay. And then I'm not seeing a phone number just yet. I'm sure it's in there somewhere. Do you have a phone number?
I do. 353-2562. Stop by this side now. Stop it. Yeah.
353?
Yeah. Yes, 353-2562.
Oh, I think I missed something. I just have 353-2562.
Oh, I'm sorry. The area code is 517.
Oh, 517. Got it. Okay, 517-353-2562. And then let me look at the facility name. Were you going to like a hospital or because it's like it's not really showing me
it's
the
health center.
Health center?
It's the MSU health center. Mm-hmm.
MSU. Okay. I'll put that in here. So M as in Mary, S as in Sam, U as in University Health Center?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And then as far as your prescribing doctor, so this is the doctor who is prescribing Depo-Provera to you.
Yes. Yes.
So whenever you're ready, we'll write that information as well.
The doctor that prescribed the Depo to me was Dr. Stop Dooney Kathleen.
Oh, was it Kathleen as well?
Yes.
The same doctor? Abba or
yes.
Evan? Okay, got it. Let me copy and paste that information. So she was also the one that prescribed Depo-Provera. Got it. Mm-hmm. And by any chance, did you go to a pharmacy for any Depo-Provera related stuff? Like I know some people have gotten Depo-Provera at the pharmacy. Was that ever the case? Okay.
No. Oh, no.
Okay. Let me just enter her information in that section since she's the one that was prescribing the Depo.
Yeah.
And then let's see. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I don't.
Okay. But they are like available.
They are available for sure. For sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, picture. Yeah, they are available for sure.
Okay. And if for whatever reason they ask you to provide your medical records, I just have to put on here that you can provide them by mail, electronically, or both.
Yes, ma'am. I can get them.
Okay.
Whatever. You tell me how to get them.
Okay. Yeah, and the law firm will definitely discuss everything with you. And let's see. Okay, just finishing up here. And then we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
My mom, she stays here.
Okay. So we'll enter her information on here. What is her first name?
No, she stays here in Lansing.
Okay. Oh, okay. So she lives apart from you.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And then her first name?
No, actually, I'm going to use my boyfriend. He'd probably be mad I use my mom.
Oh, okay. So your boyfriend's first name?
Yeah.
Does he live with you or apart from you?
We're apart, but we're here. We're together.
In Lansing,
But his
Michigan.
name is Marcus.
Okay.
Yes. Marquist.
Quis. Did you say SE at the end?
T.
Oh, got it. Okay,
It's just
Marquist.
pronunciated like Marquess, but
Oh,
it's
got it.
Marquess instead of his parents. I know they wasn't thinking
I
too
know,
well,
it's
but
like
it's
the
okay.
first time I hear it that way.
Instead of
Okay.
Marquis, yeah, and it's
Yeah.
hard not to say Marquise or Marquise, but it's Marquess.
Okay. And then last name?
Evans, Evans.
Okay. And phone number?
517-492-6778.
And then I'll put on here relationship, boyfriend. And would you like to provide an email address for him?
I don't think he told me before too. One second. Want to ask him really fast.
Yeah,
Not
if
sure what
not,
it
we could
is.
always put your email address for now.
Yeah, can you use mine
Yeah.
for now?
And if we need to change it later when you get his permission, the law firm can always change that. Perfect. So we have everything we need. Miss Natalie, thank you so much for providing that information. And I'm going to review it one last time with you before we generate a DocuSign. Once we generate the DocuSign, I just want to make sure there's no typos. So that's why we go through this with you one last time. So let's do that really quickly. If anything sounds off, just let me know and I'll correct it, okay? So you would like to participate in the double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You haven't signed anything for a law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you have been diagnosed with meningioma after taking double Provera for at least 1 year. Date of diagnosis 9/21 of 2020. Date of birth 2/18 of 1990. You did consume the name brand injectable contraceptive double Provera. You used double Provera for injections once every 3 months. Within 1 year, you did confirm that you at least had four injections prior to your diagnosis. And usage start date 9/18/2019. Usage stop date 9/21/2020. Female, single, Natalie, Natalie, middle initial T as in Tom, last name Feagin, Social Security 3751130 18. I have an email address of TANEENWashington@gmail.com, phone number 616-290-9288. And address 801 East St. Joseph Street, Lansing, Michigan, USA. And that is 48912.
Yes.
And I have everything else as far as the doctor's information. So everything sounds good? Perfect. So let's, and I also have your emergency contact as well. I will be sending you a DocuSign. Now, and then please let me know when you receive it, and I'll stand by in case you need assistance. It will just prompt you on where to sign and where to initial. Just make sure your initials are your initials and your signature is the signature, or else they won't accept it. So, yeah, let me know if you need assistance. I'll be right here, okay?
Okay. I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then this just gives the law firm permission to contact you. I always like to say, please wait around a week or two for them to reach out to you. And then if for whatever reason you don't hear from them, I will be sending you their direct line. You can always call and say, hey, this is my name, my phone number. They'll look you up and give you status and updates along the way.
And get that from.
And then I'll also start composing a text message now while you're doing that, just so you have everything you need as far as my direct number and their direct number.
You said in about a week or so, expect to hear from someone.
I always like to say a week or two, just because I just never know, like, their workload and everything. It might be sooner, but I just like to keep it on the safe side. So if you don't hear from them, definitely give them a call. And then they'll be more than happy to provide you with details as far as, you know, your case. And they'll fill you in on, like, the settlement amount, the time frames, all that good stuff.
Okay, I see the peace sign.
I'm just composing that text message now, but let me know if you need any assistance.
I'm just fine. One more step completed. First topic completed. And then you said also a text message.
Yeah, I'll be sending that to you. Are you finished signing or not yet?
The password. Okay, I got to set up a password. I'm finished signing. They told me to make an account.
Oh, okay. No problem. I do see it on my end. Let me review it really quickly. And then let me know if you received my text message as well. And let's see. I see. So did it, because what I'm seeing on my end, I'm seeing an initial where the signature section is. Is that how you normally sign?
Yeah, but I can sign, but I didn't know.
I just don't know that they'll accept it this way. Can we try? Let me see. So that's normally how you sign?
Yeah,
Oh,
that's
I
my
see.
signature. I usually just do my initial yet, because no one, yeah, I usually sign like
Oh.
that. But if you want me to do like a written out one, I can, but I usually just abbreviate.
Okay, let me just confirm that it's all good on with management. I'll be right back with you, okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
You wanna go outside? You wanna go outside with your mama? Hello.
Hi, Miss Natalie.
Oh.
Okay, since that's how you normally sign, I'll just let them know That's how you normally sign, no problem. Just so we don't have to
Okay.
redo it if we don't need to. Again, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing your story with me. I'm glad to hear that you have a good attitude and you're pushing through this. You're fighting through it, Miss Natalie. And you did receive my information correct, so you can contact me if you have any questions anytime. And then I'll also be sending you the law firm's information shortly, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I wish you the best and have a wonderful rest of your day, Miss Natalie.
I need it too, and I thank you. Have a blessed one.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, you take care.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
Bye.